closer to Armageddon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden speaking to a Democrat Party fundraising event in New York City last night, warning the chance of a nuclear catastrophe brought on by Russian President Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine is the highest it's been since the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was 60 years ago this month that Russia deployed nuclear-capable missiles to launch sites in Cuba, removing them only after a tense 35-day diplomatic confrontation. Sources tell Fox News federal investigators have completed their probe of Hunter Biden and charges could be imminent.
Two sources with knowledge of the Hunter Biden investigation tell Fox federal agents have gathered enough evidence to bring multiple criminal charges against the president's son. It's now up to the U.S. attorney in Delaware, a Trump appointee, to decide whether or not to press charges. When asked for comment, Hunter Biden's attorney appeared to accuse the FBI of orchestrating the leak. Quote, it is a federal felony for a federal agent to leak information about a grand jury investigation such as this one.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, Republicans on the House GOP Oversight Committee, posting on social media that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Gas prices up again, nearly 2.5 cents a gallon since yesterday, according to the AAA. The national average now just over $3.89. And in the wake of OPEC's decision to export 2 million fewer barrels per day, what's next?
There's a lot of alternatives. We haven't made up our mind yet.
Fox's Jared Halperin.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says nothing is off the table, including more releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
We're not announcing any steps on that front, but there are measures that we will continue to assess.
U.S. could also lift oil sanctions on Venezuela, though that step would need to be met with conditions from the Venezuelan government.
The Labor Department reports on September's jobs numbers a few hours from now. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There have been two U.S. military actions in Syria in less than 24 hours.
U.S. forces conducted an airstrike in northern Syria, killing one of the top five ISIS leaders and another responsible for prisoners. This is separate from the daring raid conducted overnight involving U.S. Special Operations Forces in helicopters that landed after midnight in northeast Syria outside Qamishli along the Turkish border in Syrian government-controlled territory. U.S. forces went in alone. The target, Rakan Wahid al-Shamri, an ISIS official known to facilitate the smuggling of weapons and fighters in support of ISIS operations. No U.S. forces were injured during the airstrike and raid that killed these three ISIS leaders. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
One of the Proud Boys has pled guilty to seditious conspiracy for his role in the incursion at the U.S. Capitol last year. Jeremy Bertino admitting they were trying to stop the transfer of power and agreeing to help the Justice Department investigate other members of the group. Just over a month till the midterm elections, voter registration deadlines are approaching.
Registration deadlines to cast ballots in the midterms are closer than many may realize. Voters in more than half of the U.S. will need to be registered before voting day on November 8th. Alaska has the earliest voter registration deadline. It's on Sunday. Mississippi's deadline is on Monday, and voters in almost a dozen states will need to register by Tuesday's deadline in order to cast ballots. Tuesday's states include Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, and Texas. If you're not sure about your voter registration status, you can look it up at vote.org. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A candlelight vigil in Merced, California last night for the family of four found slain Wednesday night, 2 days after being kidnapped. Jesus Salgado, the suspect in the case now charged in their murders. The sheriff says he was a disgruntled former employee of the family's business. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.